Spirit, we invite you into this place this morning. Let's just lose ourselves for a little while in His presence this morning. Come, Holy Spirit.
Ship without a sail.
Sing Jesus. Jesus.
Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Do not turn him away, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Without him, how lost I would be. Without him, I would be dying. Without him, I'd be enslaved.
Yes, Lord.
And without him, life would be hopeless.
But with Jesus,
thank God.
Let's sing it, church. Jesus, oh Jesus.
Jesus, oh Jesus. Do you know him today? Do not turn him away. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Without him, and I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice.
I worship him this morning.
To worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Joy, my King, in what you hear,
may it be a sweet,
may it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Yeah, let's sing now one more time. Let's sing it like we meet at church.
Yes, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice
to worship you,
to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy. Sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
May it be a sweet, sweet sound.
May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. It is so wonderful today to be in the presence of the Lord, but to be honoring mothers and to think of all the special days that we have throughout the year. It's so beautiful. I love Christmas and I love Easter, the time of the resurrection. Those are beautiful times. But did you know that God made the family? And he loves to see husband and wife come together and the offspring, the children being raised. You know, I don't know how moms make it these days, but I know that moms who have Jesus have got something in a contact with the Heavenly Father to help them through everything that they will face in life. Amen.
Amen.
So we
Amen.
Praise God today for moms. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, worship team. In just a few moments, we're going to have one of our moms come and speak in our church. And I always feel that this is a great time to be able to have somebody from the rank and file come and speak to us, especially a mother in our church and one such as you will see in just a few moments. But I'm very grateful. Church is all decorated up this morning. Who made these? The kids made them? Oh, thank you guys for all the work. Wow, I'm just sitting there thinking that this is so beautiful on Mother's Day to be able to do that. And so for mothers, please don't leave at the end of the service. We've got a gift for you. There's a few gifts up here for you. So make sure that you stay and receive these gifts that we have in intended for you. I got a message last week. I love going to Barna, who does a lot of statistics and deals with all the things that you and I face in life. And I like them because they bring it front and center to us, because you and I can't go out and do all these statistics and do polls and all that, but they do it for us. Let me just give you this one, because this is a really good one about mothers. And it goes like this: acknowledging the influence of moms isn't just the stuff of Mother's Day cards. It also became a major finding and theme in a recent Barna study of practicing Christians' homes. It says in the United States, but I believe it's really in Canada as well, and if not around the world. But it said the Households of Faith report finds that mothers, more often than any father, like that video had said, or any other category of frequent participants in households, are seen as the confidants, the providers of support, and the drivers of faith formation. And we observe this dynamic in the responses of adults who esteem and rely upon their moms as sources of strength, companionship, and wisdom. In turn, mothers still meet a range of needs and provide support for their grown children or, when applicable, grandchildren. But some of the clearest examples of the broad impact of mothers surface in the responses of Generation Z, or Z, however you want to pronounce it, who offer a portrait of mothers who are present, passionate, and faithful. They say moms are primary activity and conversation partners for teens. For all the stereotypes of teens rolling their eyes at their parents, Generation Z are actually very open with and dependent on their mothers. Today's Christian teen consistently identifies their mother as the principal housemate for almost all activities, from eating meals together, 85%, watching TV or movies together, 81%, to talking about God, 70%, I like that one, and having confrontations. Moms and kids don't like that one, but 63%. Mothers are the primary activity partner for their teens. They are second only to friendships, even when it comes to using their phones for texting, 69% to mothers and 73% to friendships, and calling 61% to 71% to their friends. The only time mothers are not leading the way is when it comes to activities like interacting on social media or playing sports, both dominated by friendships. Teens go to moms for tough conversations and personal support, and according to Practicing Christian Teens, mothers are the go-to person for all kinds of support, advice, encouragement, and sympathy. Meanwhile, fathers play a somewhat key role in meeting teens' tangible needs for money. Wouldn't you expect that? Hey, Dad, can I have some money? And logistical help. Though even on these two issues, they are somewhat par with mothers. Over and over, this study speaks to the enduring impact of mothers in conversation, companionship, discipline, and importantly, spiritual development. Alice Youngblood from Barna's managing editor for this report says, though mothers may appear to rise to many demands of parenthood, that doesn't mean it's easy. And all the mothers said, yes. So we are presenting to you today one of our moms, Stephanie, as I look out and I see your kids, you and Al, you've raised good kids. And they are serving in the church, working in the church, and following your example as parents. And so I believe it's a real honor for us today to be able to bring Stephanie to this podium and allow her to speak to us about what it's been like, maybe as a mom, and what you're going through. And she's just going to bring her heart this morning. Would you welcome Stephanie to us this morning? Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I just have a video, so I'm going to sit back So I don't know if you want to shut. So if you guys want to watch the video.
There are those who say that this is ordinary, but don't let that fool you. Mother will always be the bravest, least ordinary, most difficult, utterly challenging career that anyone ever hopes to lay claim to. While others might hear, diaper changer, food maker, laundry doer, carpooler, bottle washer, sweatpants wear, life on hold, wanna be doing anything else, woman. The truth is, whether it feels like it some days or not, you are in fact a shelter from the storm. You are a cape of good hope. You are a warrior who will do battle for your children's hearts, souls, attention, innocence, education, and memories. Go to battle, my friends. This is your time. We will hold strong on either side of you. We will pray for those bottles through the dark watches of the night. And when doubt comes and children break, when adults fail them, and when they push and push as hard against us as the day we deliver them into this world, we will not be broken. We may ache and see cracks tear through our hearts, but we will get up again tomorrow, and we will load the clothes and the words that need to be said again and again and again. And when the world tries to claw at them, to break them, to smash the beauty in them, may our walls hold true. May the lessons we've told, the truths we've lived, the life we've spoken into them come back easily, predictably, with wash and repeat ease. Kingdom business, Jesus work, this shaping of souls, this raising tiny humans. There are those that say this is ordinary. Don't buy it for a second. Mighty. You are mighty because you, Mother.
So with this video, a few weeks ago, when the pastor asked me to speak, and public speaking is definitely not my thing, but we need to be obedient to God. But I'm sure the pastor didn't realize that when he was going to ask me, that was going to ask a whole bunch of people to share the stage with me. So I've asked the Sunday school and other congregants to say something about mothers in their own way. So this is not scripted. I have no idea. The majority of them, I don't even know what they're going to do. So I asked Angie to come up and say a little something about mothers.
Isaiah 66:13 says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem." Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, God, for all the mothers out there who through the good and the bad, still give it their all, Lord God, and who comforts their children, Lord God. And I just pray that today you just continue comforting them, Lord, and you comfort them and make them realize that they are doing such an amazing job, Lord God. Sometimes they might feel discouraged, Lord. And I just want to say thank you and praise, lift them up, the mothers right now, Lord God, that they're doing such an amazing job raising their children, Lord, for you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
She kisses my boo-boo, she braids my hair. She's caring and sweet and loving too. We love you mothers everywhere.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Hey everybody, and happy Mother's Day. Me and my brother, we're gonna sing a song. It's in French, but
Merci Seigneur pour nos mamans que tu nous as données. Nous te disons merci, un grand merci, ô Seigneur Tout-Puissant. Merci maman pour l'affection que tu ne cesses de nous donner. Nous te disons merci, un grand merci, pour tout ton amour.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. I just wrote a little poem for my mom over there. Roses are red, violets are blue. I wanted to make a poem that's as special as you. As special as the love you have just for me. And as special as your faith that goes beyond any I can see. You mean a lot to me and so many others. I'm so happy that God made you my mother. Thank you. I thank you that, I know you loved me since the day I opened my eyes because you've told me every single day of my life. I'll never forget how much you've given up for me. I'll always appreciate your company. Today I want to thank you for everything you've done. Remember, nothing has gone unnoticed, not a single one. I thank you for your comfort when times were rough. You always helped me gain courage, and that's how I grew up to be so tough. I thank you for making me laugh when I thought I'd never laugh again. So thank you for bothering me till I talk again. I also thank you for your positivity and faith in God. You led me to Him and helped me on my way, and you always reminded me that God is with me every day. But most of all, I thank you for being by my side every step of the way and making me into the girl I am today. I know you say you're proud of me, but I'm proud of you too. God made a wonderful mother, and that wonderful mother is you. Happy Mother's Day, and God bless. I'm only wishing you the very best.
My children had made some posters. Two of them, one is too shy to come up. So Calissa made a butterfly on the cross because Jesus brings new life. And that's what she wrote, Jesus brings change. And Felicity wanted to say that Jesus loves the animals. Be always kind to the animals like Jesus. And my oldest daughter wanted to make for a happy Mother's Day for the church. And the scripture, Lamentations 3:23. There are new every mornings. Great is your faithfulness, Lord.
The big kids on the stage. I know. I just wanted to say a few words. This is something I came across. It's a poem. The author is unknown. It's called Never Enough. It's basically, when I read through it, that is what I wanted to say to my mom, all the mothers out there. So here I go. Sometimes I know the words to say to give thanks for all you've done, but then they fly up and away as quickly as they come. How could I possibly thank you enough? The one who tucked me in at night, the one who stopped my crying, the one who was the expert at picking up when I was lying, the one who saw me off to school and spent sad days alone, yet magically produced a smile as soon as I came home, the one who makes such sacrifices to always put me first, who lets me test my broken wings in spite of how it hurts, who paints the world a rainbow when it's filled with broken dreams, who explains it all so clearly when nothing is what it seems. Are there really any words for this? I find this question tough. Anything I want to say just doesn't seem enough. What way is there to thank you for your heart, your sweat, your tears, for 10,000 things you've done for oh so many years, for changing with me as I changed, accepting all my flaws, not loving because you had to, but loving just because. For never giving up on me when your wits had reached its end, for always being proud of me, for being my best friend. And so I come to realize the only way to say, the only thank you that's enough is clear in just one way. Look at me before you see what I have become. Do you see yourself in me, the job that you have done? All your hopes and all your dreams, the strength that no one sees, a transfer over many years, your best was to pass me. Thank you for your gifts you give, for everything you do, but thank you, Mommy, most of all, for making dreams come true. So, this is one of the poems I wanted to do something else, but I was just looking through something special to say, and this just was exact to the point that I wanted to say. When you think about it, is there anything that I could, that any words that I could express to say that, Mom, you have done this much? There are no words to express it, because while I was being in Saudi Arabia, I still remember my mom. She used to sleep at 12 in the night, get up at 4:30, just to come over me and pray. I have my brother and have my elder sister, my younger brother. My mom, she used to come 4:30 in the morning. She used to pray. And when I was watching that video, it just struck me, because all the door closing moments, it just struck me. Just thinking about what all mothers put through to just to raise you. In India, in Kerala, there is a saying that your mom and dad, they look at you every time if you've grown an inch taller. Has your leg grown a bit inch or taller? Has your head grown a bit? Has your hand grown a bit? Your mom and dad, they keep on looking at you at how much you have accomplished. I'm so grateful for this. I just have one more verse to read from the Bible for all the moms out there. It's from Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 25 to 30. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So to all my mothers out there, to all the mothers, and especially my mom Stephanie and my mom in Saudi Arabia, I wish you a happy Mother's Day and God bless you all.
Now I can hear myself. Yeah. In 2 Kings, we see Elisha blessing a couple with a child. Later on, the child dies, and the mother goes on a donkey all the way to Elisha and says to him, "My son, I didn't ask for this blessing you gave to me, so and so." And then Elisha says, "Go back, I'll heal the child." And she says to him, "I will not leave you. As God is my witness, I will not leave you." This is, for me, it's like a mother bear, you know, like when I was a kid, I was playing with us make-believe cooking stuff, and I cut my lip with a steel cup all the way up. I cut through my nerves, everything. My dad walks in, a manly man as he is, he feigns seeing me bleeding out. My mom is a mother bear, she picks me up and takes me to the hospital. That's my experience. We come to the New Testament, we see a Gentile woman asking God to help her, to heal her daughter. Jesus literally compares her to a dog, saying, "When the kids have something to eat, we don't give the food to the dogs." And then she says, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs from the children's food, what drops off from the food." That has been my life. Like, whenever I come at 4 o'clock in the morning back home, my mom will still be looking outside, staying awake the whole night, looking outside, when is he going to come home, when is he going to come home. And when I come back home, when she sees me coming through the door, she goes home, she goes back to the kitchen, microwaves the food back, and she makes sure I eat before she sleeps. And then she goes back to the work early in the morning. She stays awake for me till 4 or 5 in the morning whenever I come back, whatever it is. That's how my mom was. I messed up. That was not my parents' fault. My parents did the best they could do. It was my decisions, my life. If I was to raise a kid, I would do not at all a good job. I'm really proud of my parents. I have no words for them. Happy Mother's Day for everyone.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
So when my mom was saying that you were going to say something, so I decided to write something. So I thought to myself, what is a mother? Someone that just deals with you at every tantrum, every full diaper? No. A mother is much more than that. A mother is love and compassion, and she will always forgive you no matter what. Sometimes a mother has to push you to do the right thing sometimes. But it's because she loves you, and she knows it's right. So to all mothers out there, I would like to thank you and say Happy Mother's Day.
As you can see, this was not scripted. I didn't even know it was a secret for Joshua. Is there anybody else that during the sharing that you guys feel like you do want to say something? I'm leaving the mic to anyone. Al, you want the mic? Okay. So thank you, everyone, for taking the time to say something special about mothers. And now it's my turn. Don't worry, it won't take long. So when I was younger, I remember when people would ask you, what do you want to do when you grow up? And for me, the answer was very, very simple. And it was two. But before that, all my friends would always say, I want a career, I want to go to college, I want to be a teacher, I want to be a doctor. But I didn't even want to go to college. I wanted to be one, a wife. That's what I wanted to be. And I also wanted to be a mother. But even though I wanted to be a mother, the idea of being a mother really scared me. I was scared of not doing a good job at it. And although I was raised by an amazing mother, I was afraid that I wasn't going to be like that. But that fear quickly left when I accepted Jesus. But even though that fear left, it kept creeping back in. Because being a mother quickly became real to me. And as Joshua, and I didn't know what Joshua was going to say, but the tantrums, Joshua, the tantrums and the poopy diapers, but the hardest was the sleepless nights. I think I just started now sleeping my nights. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for that. But also the feeling of not being good enough. And I think we all at one point felt like that, whether you're a mother or not. We often feel that we're just not good enough. And the enemy would always come and whisper that to me. You're not good enough. You should leave. You should run away. Your children deserve a better mom. And the enemy does that to us. And I think there's a lot of us that has felt like that. But we need to stop punishing ourselves. In the moment of weakness, of whether screaming out at your children, we all done it, a moment of weakness of being impatient with them, or trying to control them, we need to ask forgiveness. And ask forgiveness most of all to God. Ask forgiveness to your child. By asking forgiveness to your child, you're being that example for them. And at that point, they already know that their mother is not perfect, as we're screaming at them. They know that. But that's okay because we're not perfect. None of us is. But we need to strive to be like Jesus, and He is perfect. We need to ask God forgiveness, ask our children to forgive us, and also forgive ourselves. And I think I was guilty on that one as my children were little, and I learned that. I used to had a moment of weakness, and then weeks later, punish myself. And then the enemy would be like, remember when you scream at your children in the morning, and then they went to school, and what kind of mother are you? Yeah, he would do that. We need to start not just asking for forgiveness, but forgiving ourselves. And we need to start loving ourselves. And by loving ourselves, we're teaching our children to love. And loving is God. God equals love. So by teaching our children, we need to love upon them. And even though we're not perfect and there's moments of weakness, we need to say no. We need to humble ourselves and say, Danica, at that moment of weakness, I am sorry. We need to humble ourselves. And that later on, they're going to take that and ask forgiveness. And we need to just love. Love upon them and love others. And not just others that we love, our people we love and our surrounding. We need to love everyone. We need to love our neighbors. We need to love our enemies. And that is teaching our children. And also, one of the things that we cannot do is force Jesus on them. Jesus has never forced himself on us. We should never force Jesus on them. We need to live by example. We need to love, love, love. We need to pray over them, pray with them, and just love upon them. And their walk with Jesus is them and Jesus. Doesn't include me. That personal relationship is with them and Jesus. And their walk is their walk, and it's God's timing. And sometimes as mothers, we take that to heart, because we almost if our children's not following Jesus, it's our fault. It's not our fault. We just need to love, love, love. And they're going to come to a time that they're going to need to make that decision, and it's their own decision to make. We just need to love upon them, be there for them, and just care for them. So never force Jesus upon them. Just love upon them, Jesus. Jesus is love. And my greatest gift that God have ever given me is my husband. And his mother is sitting right there. And I want to thank you for raising all the way you have raised them. He is an amazing man. And that's because of you. And you too, Roger. But it's Mother's Day right now. You have done an amazing job. And all mothers out there. In a moment of weakness, we need to just pick up our cross, forgive ourselves, and love ourselves. It's hard to love our children the way God wants us to love them if we don't love ourselves. So keep care of yourself. You are an amazing woman, and we are not perfect. We are not perfect. And with that, even though I told you I was going to share the stage, I have a woman, a mother that's from this church, and we've been, God has sent each other to uplift each other as mothers, and we've been doing that. And that's another thing, we need to uplift each other as mothers. Be there for each other, lift them, lift ourselves up. And also, I find, and I know me and Linda often talk, women often don't share our struggles. We keep that to ourselves. Why? We need to share that so we can help each other, so we can lift each other up and pray for each other. And me and Linda have that relationship right now, and I'm going to ask her to come up and share that, what God's been doing in her life with her and her mother. And it's amazing, and it's just very recent. So I'm going to ask her right now to share, and she'll let the Holy Spirit speak.
This just happened yesterday. My adopted mom, I haven't talked to her in 15 years. And I forgave her in December when I came back here at the end of December, because God gave me his love, and I gave all my hurts and past that we had, because we had a broken life. My parents still don't know God personally yet, but I'm praying. But yesterday, I couldn't take it. God said recently, he's been telling me, you forgive, but you need to put it in action, because that's part of being Christian. So I called her yesterday, and I bawled my eyes out, and I said, forgive me, because God also, God sees my mom on the cross. God sees my mom through Jesus. So she's forgiven, whether she sees it or not. He sees everybody on the cross. Forgiven because of Jesus, what he did on the cross. So even our enemies are even forgiven. So I was the one being selfish. God showed me. I was the one holding unforgiveness. I was the one being afraid. But he told me he didn't give me a spirit of fear, and that I have forgiven. So I called her and I said, forgive me for being selfish. And she says, I forgave you. You've always been forgiven. I've been praying for you. But she's Catholic, so she doesn't have Jesus. So that just happened yesterday. I didn't know I'd be up here testifying that today. So I just want you to know, ask God to help you forgive people around you. It is the greatest freeing thing. And I've never felt freedom, happiness in my life ever. And it's for our enemies. My neighbor was an enemy. Just 2 weeks ago, she's my friend now because of forgiveness and God leading me to victory. And it wasn't to defeat her and kill her. You know how your enemies will fall to your left, to your right. It wasn't that. What Jesus is about is forgiveness for everybody. So, and he changed my heart first towards her. As I prayed for her from December to all the way that happened 2 weeks ago, I prayed for her and prayed for her. And God changed my heart towards her, and she changed her heart towards me. So it was my heart again. So I said, thank you, Lord, for changing my heart. So I'm going to give God all the glory. So I wrote a little mom's story. My mom, I've seen you work long hours and come home to be with us and to relax. But you kept on being there for us to provide us a home, nice clothing and food to feed us. Instead of relaxing, you cooked to feed us. You cleaned the house. You tried your best to make us happy with all that life has thrown at you. A mother is not perfect, nor are her children, but she has hope and a wanting things good for her children and her family. Many times on weekends, you took us out for special outings to bond, to share your time, your money, your energy, and the love that you have known. God gave us mothers to show God's hearts of unconditional love to her family and a hope for the family, to the community, to the city, to the nations. May the love of Christ in every mother across this nation on Mother's Day be sent forth to bless with her hands whatever she touches forevermore. Praise God.
Thank you, Linda. I think we should have the mothers come up. And I think our children needs to pray over are the mothers. So for all the mothers, if they want to come up, we're going to pray. The children are going to pray over you. Since they were little, we always prayed over them, and now it's their turn to pray over us. Come on, mothers. Come on, children. I'm making you guys work again. So, did you want to take the mic?
Look how many mothers you have. Let's applaud them.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for each and every mother who is out here, Lord God. They've sacrificed so much for their children and for their families, Lord God. And I just pray that not only today, Lord, but every single day you continue blessing them, Lord, and that you continue protecting them from the lies of the enemy that will continue trying and trying to plant in their head that they're not good enough, Lord God. But I just pray that, especially not only today, but every day, that their children just look at them and say, you are such an amazing mother. You are doing everything you can, and that is good enough and even more than that. And I pray that we continue as children's, Lord God, to lift our mothers up to you, Lord God, as our mothers continue lifting us up, Lord God. But I pray that we continue lifting our mothers up, Lord. We just want to thank you and praise you, Lord God, for these amazing, amazing mothers, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, I want to lift you up all the women here, Lord, as they've been through a lot, Lord. Lord, I just pray that they know that the children, all of them, Lord, that they are proud of them, that they are proud of them, that they even wake up in the morning to help their children, that they even make them food, that they pick out clothes. They're just so amazed. It's like, I can't even grasp it, Lord. You created these wonderful women for children, and they will keep carrying their children, Lord. And Lord God, I want to thank you so much, Lord, for Mother's Day as we get to appreciate our mother, Lord. But not only today, but every day. Amen. In your name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I would like to thank you so much, Lord God, for all the mothers and all the women out there, Lord God, because they can do so much, Lord God. They're the reasons why who we are. Lord God, I would like to thank them a lot, Lord God. Just thank you for my mom, all the mothers, Lord God. Because sometimes you can't even grasp of what they do for us, Lord God. They come home after work. They do our lunches. They pick out our clothes. They're all tired, Lord God. So just thank you, Lord God.
Este é o modo de honrar a mestre, como se nos protege para não se matar, porque não precisamos nos retrouver ici à l'église. Voici toutes tes mamans qui sont encore debout. Là, voici, merci de les protéger. Voici aujourd'hui quelle est leur fête. Papa, protège-les. bom benile sono don figlio di che mo so qua no pesci. Amen.
Father God, thank you, Lord, for helping us children to today to stand and pray for our parents, Lord, for our mom today especially, Lord. For thinking about all the things that they are doing in our life, Lord, there are no words to thank them, Father. Lord, especially, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for giving them for us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving us such a wonderful mom in our lives, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray for them right now. They do sacrifice a lot for us. They do a lot for us that most of the times we don't even notice. Lord, we pray for them right now. Lord, bless them. Strengthen them, Lord Jesus. Lord, the pain that they are going through in their heart, the pain in their body, Lord Jesus. Lord, bless them and strengthen them in their body, Lord Father. Give them strength, Allah Father. Give them health, Allah Father. And Lord, please, Lord, give them strength, Lord. And Lord, please help them to stay the same way they are, Allah Father, Jesus. To show more of Jesus, Allah Father. To show more of Jesus, Lord, to the children, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, thank you for the wonderful parents and mom that you've given us. We bless them, Lord Jesus. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I lift you up, all these women that's on front. I pray that they start loving themselves. As women, as mothers, that they start forgiving themselves if they were hard on themselves. And I know we all have been at one point. That they continue lifting up their cross daily and continue praying for their children daily. And that they continue lifting them up to you. Because really, they don't belong to us. You only lend them to us. They belong to you, Jesus. So I pray that these powerful women, that they continue praying with power for the salvation of their children. And that they love upon them in a way that you will love them. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have created the woman a different way. And that we continue loving and all the glory to you, Jesus. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, for these wonderful women. And let this be not just for today, for Mother's Day. Every day should be Mother's Day. So just love yourself like Jesus loves you. And forgive. Forgive yourself. And if you need to forgive your own mother, forgive her. Forgive her and love her. It is done the minute that he died on that cross for us. It is done. Forgive and love. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, for these wonderful women. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So the children also made these wonderful flowers and I asked them to be creative, and I wanted them to do the flowers, and they were definitely creative. There's a whole bunch of different ones. So I'm going to ask the children if they can actually grab them and bless you with the flowers they have made for use. And they worked really hard, two Sunday schools. And there's lots of them. We made 75 of them. You want... Okay, children, there's actually Jimmy can give out these real flowers to the mothers. Santo? Jimmy and Santo? So happy Mother's Day. Remember to love yourselves and to love each other. God bless everyone.
Song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm God.
Amen. I hope every one of our moms got a flower and a gift. What we want to do is when mothers come into church on Sunday morning, we want them to feel special and to walk out of the church today feeling a little bit higher than when they came into church. And so that's our desire. It was so good to have Stephanie. Like, I should have realized her gifting was orchestration and organization to put things together, to put her on the spot to speak. You know, I realized that afterwards that that's her gifting, and she put it all together. So I really appreciate Stephanie for you and your organization and the orchestration of all this morning. As I said to her this morning, this is probably one of our best Mother's Days that we've had. Involving many of the ladies. Did all the mothers get a flower? Now, we've got some flowers left over. I think it would be good for our non-mothers and perhaps our future mothers to come up and get a flower as well. We don't want to put these flowers out anywhere else, but we want them to be taken. So any of the ladies who didn't get a flower, please grab a flower this morning and just be blessed. If you're in the category of being female, we want you to have a flower. Amen. Any of our ladies and girls who have not got a flower, please make sure. Put your hand up so we know if you're there. And we want to make sure you get a flower. Amen. Yes, that's nice. It's always, I know that there's probably many families that have got something arranged for a meal afterwards, but it's nice to be finished a little early. And so anyway, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your blessings this day. This is a real good Mother's Day. We really appreciate the ladies of our church, the work they do, the things.